أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأتكم نبأ الذين كفروا من قبل فذاقوا وبال أمرهم ولهم عذاب أليم. ذلك بأنه كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فقالوا أبشر يهدوننا فكفروا وتولوا واستغنى الله والله غني حميد. زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن ثم لتنبؤن بما عملتم وذلك على الله يسير. فآمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزلنا والله بما تعملون خبير. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's perfection in the creation of man, Allah's knowledge. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers us back once again to the people of the past. Allah says, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. Did the information, the news of those people who disbelieved before you not come to you? فَذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ. Very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they tasted the punishment of their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why they tasted the punishment of their deeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not speak about here. But in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two important issues with regards to them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And in the hereafter, for them is a terrible, for them is a painful punishment. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. That is because the messengers came to them, brought to them the very clear signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the signs of nubuwat were very apparent in all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. They had the discretion, Allah had given them the free will, as we discussed yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the discretion, and they could have known and they would have seen that these were nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But each and every of the nations of the past, they began to say, فَقَالُوا أَبَشَرٌ يَهْدُونَنَا. They began to say, that is a human being going to come and a human being guide us. Now this is, in their minds, not possible, that we are also human beings. So how is it possible that another human being can come and guide us? If anyone has to guide us, it has to be someone beyond humankind, someone beyond mankind, like the angels. They should come and they should guide us. I mean, other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified this issue, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam right to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and they were human, and they had understood insan, they had understood man, they spoke the language of the people, and in that way they had guided, and they had understood what were the needs of insan, what were the strengths and the weaknesses of mankind. فَكَفَرُوا. So hence these communities, these people disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disbelieved in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. وَتَوَلَّوْا. And thereafter they turned away from the message of Allah, from the messenger of Allah, from the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْنَ اللَّهُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was independent of them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was not in need of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not care for them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ghaniyun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient. Allah is independent and hamid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of praises. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not need the praise, nor does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala need the ibadat or the worship of the servants of Allah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now wastaghna Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Allah was not in need of them, so hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. This is in actual fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karam, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness upon us, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the opportunities, Allah gives us the tawfiq, Allah gives us the divine guidance for us to make Allah's ibadat. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kindness upon us. Further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kindness upon us, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allows us to do the work of deen, to do the khidmat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us these opportunities. Otherwise, the truth is, Allah is not in need of any human being whatsoever. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا. So the first folly, the first error of these people was they didn't accept man to be a Nabi of Allah. And the second Allah speaks about here is that they thought or they asserted, the disbelievers asserted, أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا, that they will never be resurrected. They will never be brought back on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, the total denial of the day of Qiyamah and the whole concept of Akhirat. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nay, qasam of my Rabb, لَتُبَعَثُنَّ, you will certainly be resurrected. There is absolutely no doubt in the fact that man will all be assembled on the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. And then you will be informed of what you had been doing. You will be informed of all your deeds. Now this is a little scary in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to question us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to inform us also. Allah is going to tell us what we did. That is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all unmistakably recorded, without any doubt, in the full knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to inform us about our deeds. وَذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. We could have forgotten what we had done yesterday. We could have forgotten what we had done as soon as we had gotten up this morning. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not forget. All of the hisab and kitab, all of it is absolutely easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So then bring iman in Allah. Bring iman in the Rasul of Allah. That is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. And that nur, that is the Quran Sharif, that light, that illuminated light that we had revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Light gives us some guidance in the darkness. The Quran Sharif in itself is nur. The Quran Sharif in itself is light. And then those that accept the guidance of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grants them the nur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the light. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of your deeds, of what you do. Hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the folly, the error of the people of the past. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the simple command, آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Bring iman in Allah, bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, have 100% yaqeen that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then follow the kitab, the Quran Sharif. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.